Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Miss. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodley. And Mr. Goodley. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. And it is hell out. And it's on, it's on. It is hell out. And it's on, it's on, it's on. Chill out, 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 chill out. And it's on, chill out. And it's on, and it's on.
Forget about the interviews. Up and coming artists is what we bring you. Six Man Radio. Salute. Ah, go Jasmine. Go Jasmine. Go Jasmine. Yo, 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 yo. What's up? What's up? What's up? And thank you guys so much for tuning in to Sell All Radio. This is the girl Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
What's up, everybody?
We got Mr. Temptation on the line.
What it do? What it do?
We got Mr. Goodness.
Yeah, what's up, people?
And we also have, of course, Miss Delicious. What's up?
What's up? What it do?
Y'all like my little rap I did?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I know. It was nice, right? It was nice.
You was big mother from the show, ma'am.
We need these 10 callers. We need 10
Whatever. Well, first, you guys, want to give a major shout-out to Miss Sexy K. It's her birthday. And I just want to say happy birthday to you. And I hope you had a wonderful day. And I know you're going to get something nice.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, you got your booty on?
Uh-huh, I already got that on.
Oh, Lord.
I got that on out the way. But, yeah, I'm having fun. I've been crying off and on. My brother called me, so I was really excited about that. But other than that,
did he call you
good? No, not yet. No, not yet. So maybe if not tonight, tomorrow.
Okay.
It's late now. Maybe tomorrow.
But of course, you guys, as always, I'm going to hit you guys with the shout-outs. First and foremost, of course, shout-out to God for always being there, picking us when we fall, helping us when we have no one else. Thank you for being a part of our lives. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team doing that as usual. What can I say? Just follow the movement, and you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/sixmanradio. That is the number 6, T-H-M-A-N-R-A-D-I-O, and then scroll down and click on any of the shows listed. Listen, comment, follow, whatever you want to do to support the movement. Also, shout out to the guys who tune in every week. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate you. All right, tonight we are going to be joined by independent artist Mr. Young Hood, a young man born and raised in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, who had a regular average life until the day he wrote his first rhyme, sitting in a room with his cousin who had been writing music for a while, and a good friend who also wrote music. He realized writing rhymes and creating music was something he wanted to do for a living. At the age of 13, he started writing songs day in and day out. At the age of 14, he picked up another trade from his cousin, creating instrumentals. He then started writing songs and making beats continuously. Since then, he still creates beats and writes songs. He's a young man with a dream and determination. He's 20 years old now, and he wants to take his music to the next level, and he promises nothing will stand in his way. So I'm super excited about that. Knowing him then and now personally, he's definitely grown, and I've become a fan of everything he does musically. And with that being said, we are going to jump into one of his songs. This song is called Trippin'. And when we come back, we're going to jump into the topic, word of the day, and we're going to get into some news. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Call in and talk to us, 646-478-3599. And now we're going to go to Young Hood, a.k.a. Mr. YH himself, his song called Trippin'.
It's a cold world we live in, less of opportunity and choices that we're given. Chasing after dreams until the dream is what we live in. I'm sitting on the world cause it's the only place I fit in. So listen, I done been around, seen the lies that the people like to tell. From the facts that they was moving to their life behind the cell. I just try to stay me and always overcome every obstacle I face. So I race for number one and I never will confuse myself with one of these niggas that's speaking what's on someone else's chest, strictly by my business, talking about what I'm living. I'm staying in my lane, but I guess that's a given. Niggas got their doubts about me, they will never shout about me. They know that I'm lyrically gifted and I will drown them out. See, I am not that average, rapping about that savage shit. Bring me any beat and watch how quick a nigga damage it. I'm tripping, an animal like inside of a cage. All these visions in my mind has got me going insane. Yeah, I'm tripping, this drink that's in my cup has got me blurred. I can't get my sentence right, so I'm just writing down the words. I'm tripping, that's the reason I just can't get all this right. So I struggle with myself, it's a war within my life. Yeah, I'm tripping, but I still maintain my balance and taking niggas out no matter who I gotta tell.
It ain't so easy when you looking in, trying to make a big scheme, thinking you gon' put your foot right in. Then you gonna make cheese cause you hot within your circle. You Stefan no longer Urkel, but you seem to misinterpret. Cause this career will hurt you, I know. Cause I lost some friends trying to be all I can be. I was focused on this money, trying to see all I can see. Now I'm that guy that's got the passion to make this hip hop shit happen. Told you I'd be a legend while all you critics was laughing. And I promise not to lose myself when all these trophies on the shelf and all I see is growing wealth. Call me what you please, but you'll never see it phase me. Writing this was one, and success is only phase three. Give me the chance, I never blow it like a C-note. Cause everybody fake and say they got it like a C-note. But let me pull your card and we gon' see, ho. Cause we know your rappers do it easy like a free throw. See, ho.
I'm tripping, an animal like inside of a cage. All these visions in my mind, it got me going insane. Yeah, I'm tripping, this drink that's in my cup has got me blurred. I can't get my sentence right, so I'm just writing down the words. I'm tripping, that's the reason I just can't get all this right. So I struggle with myself, it's a war within my life. Yeah, I'm tripping, but I still maintain my balance and taking niggas out no matter who I got a challenge. I'm tripping, an animal like inside of a cage. All these visions in my mind has got me going insane. Yeah, I'm tripping, this drink that's in my cup has got me blurred. I can't get my sentence right, so I'm just writing down the words. I'm tripping, that's the reason I just can't get all this right. So I struggle with myself, it's a war within my life. Yeah, I'm tripping, but I still maintain my balance and taking niggas out no matter who I got a challenge.
All right, you guys. We are back, and once again, that was YH himself with his single Trippin'. Y'all feeling that song? I am definitely, definitely feeling that song. What about my co-host? Y'all feeling that song?
Too right.
I liked it too. Well, if you're feeling that song right there, stay tuned because Young Hood will be chopping it up with us in just a little bit. And now our word of the day, which is
drumroll.
Y'all see, I'm stepping my game up. The word of the day is vote, which means a formal indication of a choice between two or more candidates or courses of action expressed typically through a ballot or a show of. With that being said, it's serious, you guys. Make sure you take the time out and vote. Vote early if you can. Remember, our future depends on it. Your future depends on it. So make sure you go out and do that. So I wanted to start the conversation with a few stories I saw, because I don't have a funny story for you guys this week. I know I'm slipping. I normally have something funny to tell you guys, but I don't this week. So I got this magazine, and of course it was a lot of funny things in the magazine that I thought were hilarious, and I thought you guys like and laugh and all that. So, yeah, like I said, it's funny ones, it's heart-wrenching ones, and it's just plain obvious ones. It's just crazy. So, first, I want to talk about the Rihanna interview. Talking about Chris Brown.
He's going to get beat up again.
No. No, she was just talking about her experience, you know, at that time, what happened, what was going on. She, it was just an exclusive interview, just talking about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that she was crying and everything. She was like, I miss my friend. I just think that everybody should just let them be. Like, if she want to get punched in her face or beat in her face, like, let her do it. Like, it's her life. It's nobody else's life. The more you tell her that she shouldn't be with him or she can't be with him or give her ultimatums, the more she's going to want to be with this guy. So why not just let her go ahead and get it out of her system? Or, you know, if they're going to be together, be together. I mean, nobody was doing all this for Ike and Tina when Ike was beating on Tina. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was really caring about that. So I don't see why they can't, you know, form a relationship and try to move on if they want to. If not, then, you know, that's between them. But I just feel like this story is so overrated. Like, stop it. Like, nobody cares. And the people who do care, they just want to tell you how wrong you are for wanting to be with him. So, just throwing that out there. Also, the Casper and J-Lo thing. So, you know, they were talking about how J-Lo, her dancer, he's now, you know, he was caught going out of a gay bar, coming out of a gay bar. And so everybody's like, oh, is he gay? So she was, I was like, oh, you know, she was like, I was mortified. I was so mortified, you know, how people try to act like they don't know. You knew that dude was gay. Yeah. Like, you know he had a little sugar in his tank. Don't even try to act like you didn't.
Because
you
couldn't get the booted up or
I'm just like,
you know,
don't
you know
try to act like
gotta, you. Yeah, because you know she got a habit of sleeping with a dancer, so.
Yeah.
He was probably trying to get some, and he was like, I don't do women. And she got mad.
Well, no, they together. That, like, they were, like, publicly together, like, in a relationship and all that.
She knew it.
I'm just like, you old as hell, Jen. Like, find somebody your age.
Because that's all she, you know, she can only mess with the gay dudes. Nobody else don't want her. She don't slept with everybody.
Yeah, I
don't want that no more.
Just thinking
she
that, like.
She old news. She old news.
Yeah, exactly.
The booty done dropped and everything. The booty done dropped. No more. They done failed.
I was just like, Jen, stop, boo. You just look crazy. like an old cougar. You just want, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
You just want somebody who's going to know that shit.
Exactly. So another story I want to talk about, which is obvious. It's like, you know, it's one of those stories where it's like, oh, she did that. I kind of figured. You know what I mean? Kim. What's her name? What's the girl's name?
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah. The wild sex orgy. She had a sex orgy with a man and a woman.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
And now, exactly. The guy is coming out and he's telling all her business.
What's his name?
Kanye West.
No.
Kanye West.
Yeah, did he film it?
No, I asked the same thing because I'm like, first, because I heard that he wanted her to do a sex tape with him, and he said it wouldn't be a sex tape, it would be art.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he filmed it. Yeah, he done got the tape now. He going wild.
I was like, he didn't. I mean, there was no pictures, there were no tapes. But the guy that was involved in it came out and talked about it. So now she looking crazy. Just looking stupid. Like, why would you do stuff like that? If you know it's going to get out.
I don't know. He don't know me and all this. But see, he need to start describing stuff on her that way. He'd be like, yeah, I bet you got a mole on your left titty and all this.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
like, you let this random-ass dude and chick, like, have sex with you.
She the same way. She done slept with everything. All the football players, all the basketball players. Now she done jumped to all the rap stars. None.
Yeah, I'm just like, how did you even get famous?
Because she done slept with everybody.
You just got famous off fucking people. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
basically.
She's an undercover porn star.
Once she did Ray J, she blew up. And then all everybody said, okay, she got a fat booty. So, and then all everybody.
Is that her booty?
No, it's a cup.
Hey, for real, I want to know. That's what that is. It really her booty, or did she get butt implants? Like, what happened?
Yeah, calling that. I mean, I think it's butt implants because ain't none of her sisters got no booty. Got one that looked like a man. Don't none of her sisters have booty, but.
I like Chloe, though. Courtney just. I like Chloe. Courtney. I don't know what to say about her. She just troubled. And Kim a hoe. So I don't know. They just all.
So that means what the two little sisters, they going to be terrible then.
They look like they about to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
And you know the mama say, look, I don't mess with them with black men that got money. So you know, she don't date no white boys. When you seen them date white boys? Only one of the big white boys was the other two.
That is true. Well,
that
my topic for... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's really not much to really say anymore about that. It's just kind of like, bitch, stop fucking everybody. And Rihanna, either be with Chris Brown or just drop the shit. And... J-Lo,
yeah, I think Rihanna like to get beat.
But you know what? I think it's more to that story. I just really do. I think that it's way more than she's telling. And, of course, he's not going to say nothing because he doesn't want to tarnish her reputation, even though she done fucked his up. But, I mean, he got it back.
Somebody called it. She probably done gave somebody the booty and he found out.
I don't know. Because,
you know, they say her concerts don't sell out or nothing. They say anywhere she go, her concerts never sell out. Her records do good, but her concerts don't sell out.
I don't know. I've never seen her perform, so I'm not a real huge Rihanna fan. I mean, I like a few of her songs, but I'm not really, you know, a diehard fan. I'll listen, but I can't listen to the whole album. I can't. The topic for tonight was going to be family secrets, but everything can go the way you plan. Although we won't be discussing that, tonight is question night. That means all the questions you've always wanted to ask, we're letting you ask them tonight and maybe even get some insight on any of the questions that you have. Like, go ahead.
Why you interrupt?
I said go ahead.
Why women don't like the doo-doo in front of their men?
Oh, my gosh. Are we back on the doo-doo thing?
Why is it such a bad thing?
Honestly, I don't even want my man to doo-doo in front of me. I mean, that's just something you need to be private about to me.
Why?
I mean, I'm just saying. Because you need to have your own, but when I'm on the toilet and I'm boo-booing, I need my privacy. I need my space. I don't need you talking to me. I need to concentrate on what I'm doing. Don't talk to me, nothing. Just let me concentrate. That's it.
No, that's
I can't.
Not good.
I can't boo-boo if you talking to me. You have a whole conversation. Like, I can't.
Well, you got
to
concentrate.
Too much going on. Exactly. I need to concentrate.
That's not good.
Why?
I mean, you're supposed to share stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You want me, so you, what you're saying is, after I boo-boo, you want to talk to me while I'm boo-booing. So, okay, let's say this. You talk to me while
when
I'm boo-booing.
When you finish,
I'm
going to get up.
You going to flush the toilet?
I mean, if need be.
Oh, my goodness.
If you stuck, I got to...
Moving on to my question, which is a funny question, but I've been thinking about it for the last few weeks because I've kept saying I'm pissed off. I'm so pissed off. My thing is, why do we always say we're pissed off? I mean, how can you be pissed off? Really, like, piss is something you bad from. So why do we use that reference to being upset? I mean, it's just a question that I've been thinking about. It's like, why do you do that? Any comments?
Well, no, this is just something somebody came up with, and it probably stuck.
I want to know who came up with that. Like, what were they thinking when they said, oh, I'm pissed off? Let's use piss to say that we're upset. Like, who does? Like, so you pissing on whatever it is you're mad about? I don't get it. It's very troubling for me. If you can answer that question for me, call in 464-783-5999 because I really want to know. Like, this is something serious that's been on my mind. I've been really thinking about it, getting headaches. I'm just like, how do you?
I guess it's better pissed off than pissed on. You know what you say?
I'm really pissed off, man.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true. Another question I have is, would you rather have a child be less attractive, extremely intelligent, or extremely attractive and less intelligent?
No, I don't think
intelligent.
I don't think nobody like no ugly children. I don't like ugly children walking down the street. So, I mean.
Exactly. I'm just like, you know, can you, and my another question I have, can you really, really love your child if they ugly? Like, is it just a thing where you just like, oh, I love my baby, and you just think that they pretty no matter what?
Because some people be like, you be like, oh, look at the dirty baby. Be like, man, that baby ugly. Ooh. But see, you got to stop that. They got to be like, hey, look, I ain't trying to be funny, but you got ugly child.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, a lot of people might want to fight, but hey.
You got to get it out somewhere.
Be like, look, you mad at me because I'm being honest.
I'm afraid of when people have their kids, but they know they ugly.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you just
you
tell
know
yourself
they know.
Or do
you know they know?
How do you do that? I don't understand.
Why would they know? You know when somebody ugly or not. Hey, look, your child ugly.
I know when my little baby was born, he was a preemie. I was like, oh, Lord. He trying to be handsome, but I was looking like, oh, he got to get it together. I'm just saying. So maybe they do be going. They probably say, oh, I got to dress this baby real cute. So somebody can say, oh, his shoes is so cute. You know what your child is.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that elbow is so cute. Never say nothing about the baby.
But you
really,
gotta
this
see
is amazing.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right, guys. So we have a caller that wants to chime in on the conversation. So
it's the lady, y'all.
Radio. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
It's the lady.
All of y'all on that radio, all of y'all was ugly when y'all was babies. Every last one of them. Ugly little thing. Ugly, 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 ugly.
But, I mean, wouldn't you rather tell somebody their child ugly than to sit there and tell my girl, that baby is so cute.
You know I'm going to tell you if you ugly, I'm going to tell you you ugly.
That's what I was saying. But some people be
like,
where
you come from, there's some ugly children in the world. But you don't have to tell them they're ugly, though.
What? You might as well go ahead and start it out right. So when they get in school, they're going to get told.
I got some ugly grandkids. I got some ugly grandkids. Hey.
Hey. That's how it is.
Who
ugly? Hey, everybody can't.
One of them.
Everybody
whatever,
can't be cute.
Grandma, whatever.
Everybody
I
can't
talk about.
You got to get some ugly ones out.
I want to ask y'all a question. I want to ask you a question. I'm on a computer trying to get you up on the computer. Where do I go to?
Go to www.
I got all that in.
blogtalkradio.com/6, the number 6, TH. MANRADIO.
I got all that. I got all that.
Scroll. When you get there, scroll down and click on, it's going to say tellallradio.com/family-secrets.
Tell All Radio Family Secrets. All right. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed
You're
night.
You're welcome. You
okay.
too.
Okay, so back to this conversation about the ugly baby. Let me tell you about her. So we at her house, and a lady comes in. I mean, a lady's sitting there with her baby. And she was like, my baby is so cute. Look at this picture right here. She said, no, it ain't. Your baby is ugly. She said, no, my baby not. She said, yes, your baby is. She said, your baby is ugly. The lady said, my baby is ugly. She said, no, it's ugly. To the lady.
Oh, my goodness. She I know my grandma, that was my grandma, you guys. You know my grandma is off the chain. She will tell you in a heartbeat.
Whatever.
What she thinks. Favorite. Whatever she's thinking.
Yes.
So be ready.
Whatever comes to her mind. Be ready.
Exactly.
You want to know the truth? You go to her.
Well, I feel like, hey. It wouldn't be fair. Like this. It needs so everybody can be pretty.
You're right. Everybody can't be pretty. So I'm going to move on to another question because I think we exhausted that question. I mean, you can't be pretty, so you know everybody can't be pretty. Oh, well. So my next question is, would you rather have super strength or super intelligence? So would you have rather you be able to pick up the best house or be dumb and be dumb as hell or be smart as hell and skinny and frail and can't do nothing?
I would rather be smart because you can make a lot of money getting somebody. You can hire somebody to pick that up for you.
Exactly.
No, I'd rather have super strength. That way I can smash your head and take your smartness.
Wow.
I take intelligence.
Exactly. I'm on the intelligence thing because I can always get strong. You know what I mean?
Well,
I can always
strong.
Not when I
crush
your head.
I can always go on the gym and, you know, pump the iron and keep them up. One of my other questions I have for you guys is, the question that a lot of people has been, you know, they've been asking, and they're like, you know, what is the answer to this question? And I've never been able to figure it out because I've never been able to finish what I'm
okay,
doing.
Here comes.
So,
man, I'm going to ask the question. Go ahead
my question is how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop? That's what I want to know. Has anybody ever figured it out? Like, has anybody ever been able to do that? Like, suck
yeah,
on the Tootsie Roll?
It's around, like, 326.
Seriously?
It's around, like, 326 licks.
So you've done it.
Get all of the caramel, yes. That's when you get every bit of the caramel off. And ain't not, I mean, ain't you get all the hard candy off, and ain't nothing left but the caramel on the stick. It's 326.
Oh,
and then when you eat the
so
caramel,
good.
It's 327.
Wow!
What in the world?
Thank you so much.
You do not know.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I told you I was going to answer that question for you. I didn't go ask
you. You guys, make sure y'all. You know, see if that's true. I don't know if it's true. I've never been able
don't
to finish.
Try
I mean, once
try
I
it.
Once I licked, you know, about 10 times.
326 times.
It said 364 licks.
364 licks.
Some people say
what kind of Tootsie Roll are y'all licking? Come on now.
411 licks.
411?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to try and try it again, but I just can't get
I'm
over
it. I'm telling y'all,
I
did
start
it
licking, and then I'm just done. I just bite it. I'm done.
I'm telling y'all, they was telling us to do something at work, right? And me, I mean, I found something to do. I got me a Tootsie Roll, and I started licking. So my boss man asked me what I was doing. I thought I'm trying to get to the center. So... I mean, that's why I say I know the answer.
Wow. I'm so glad that you knew that answer because I really wanted to know the answer to that.
Okay.
So our next question is, if we learn from our mistakes, why are we always so afraid to make a mistake? Is it because we know what the outcome is going to be?
No, because we get tired of learning.
I mean, you ask.
I mean, because this is what it is. Okay, if we learn from our mistakes and we're always afraid because we know that we're going to make a mistake, then why do we make mistakes? I don't get it.
Curiosity.
That's a good answer. That is a good answer.
They're people are afraid because they don't want to, I guess, accept failure or, you know, being denied of what they was trying to do. So, therefore, they don't like to make the mistake.
That's true.
No, listen. Okay, I want to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Why did they make Grimace purple with McDonald's?
You said, why did they make what?
Why did Grimace turn out to be purple on McDonald's?
Who was Grimace? Oh, you talking about a little furry thing?
Yeah. Can somebody answer that
question? I don't know. Because Ronald McDonald is like yellow and got red. Is it red hair? I think red hair.
Yeah.
For you, dude. He's like a clown. So maybe they wanted a clown assistant or something. I don't know. His favorite color was purple. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. That is.
And why is Wendy still on that sign looking skinny?
I mean, these questions I want to know.
I don't know why she's so skinny. So I want to know, why do people go in the 10 items or less line with 20 items?
That's the line is shorter.
But it's made for people with less items, so they don't have to wait. And I think they should start enforcing it. Like, ma'am, you got 11 items. You can't be in this line. Why would you
tell a black lady that's trying to get out of the store that got 4 kids and 2 baskets of groceries to get out of the 10 item line?
I'd be like, ma'am.
You know you're going to get cussed out.
It'd be pissing me off, though. I'm just like, you got 3 baskets, and you in the 10 items or less. I got 1 thing in my hand.
And she ain't going to let you go ahead of you.
Exactly. Try it. She want to get that, man. I'm like, really? For real?
Hey, don't say that, because I do that. Nah, I ain't do that.
See, you need to stop doing that.
No.
Because it's annoying. It be making me so mad. I'm just like... And then I give her that look like, bitch, you see me over here with 1 item, and you got 3 carts.
And she'll give you that look like yeah, you going to wait just like me.
She give me that look like, she got to move around the cart. She be like, excuse me. Like, okay, I'm going to excuse you, all right. So it makes me so mad, like, get in the other line. Stop trying to be, act like you got 10 items. Just stop it. That's all I'm saying. Be courteous.
Okay, I got a question.
I wonder, did anyone ever, like, separate the stuff and then be like, oh, this is my next purchase? Just to be crazy.
Okay. Now, what came first, the chicken or the egg? This is a question that's been stomping me for a long time.
What came first?
Yeah.
The chicken or the egg?
Chicken had to be hatched, didn't it?
Chicken had to be what?
That is true. Wow, that is a good question.
It had to be hatched, but see, God made all living things, so he made the chicken first before it could be hatched.
That is true.
Yeah, that's like, amen.
Or did he make the egg so it could hatch into the chicken?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
If I was high right now, I would be like, really, like, oh, my God.
Looking at the egg like, what?
Exactly. I would really be like, oh, my gosh, like, this is crazy. You know how people get when they high. They be asking all kinds of crazy questions.
Oh, I got a question.
What?
Why is it that no matter what color bubble bath is, the bubbles are still white?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, let me ask this question. Okay. We're going to get into the chemistry of things, man.
Okay.
We're going to break it down. Okay, so you got the dye and the color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the dye and the color and it hits the water and it makes the bubbles will turn white. That's the answer to your question.
He said everything and didn't say nothing at all at the same time.
Really? That's how it really
went. But that's, hey, that's a serious, it's just chemistry, that's all. You get them little chemistry sets and You put everything together, and then you're going to come up with something.
I'm outside,
y'all. I got a question.
Okay.
Okay. When it rains, right, and the rain dry up, is the water dirty or what?
What? Is
the water dirty?
Yeah.
You
I mean, it's all on the ground.
Water?
Yeah, I mean, it's all on the ground. Is it going to come back with the little bugs? I mean, is it going to come back with bacteria or what? Can you drink it? What?
No, because
you
when
you...
You
mean the rain
you,
out of
when
the
it,
sky? Yeah, the rain out of the sky.
No, because when it rains and then it goes, it evaporates into the earth, it goes right back up into the sky.
It does? How?
Yeah, and then it comes back down clean. I don't know the whole process. If I say what I'm thinking, people would be like, hell no, nah, Jasmine don't know what the hell she's talking about. But I'm going to find the answer. But it's what is it called?
Okay, why does it why?
I'm just saying. Y'all not helping me out either.
Hey, what's faster? Speed of sound or the speed of light?
Isn't it the speed of light?
Yeah, it's light.
Yeah.
So why the thunder come before the lightning?
That's a good question. I know. Like, what do you do to think of this? Like, what do you be doing?
Oh, I'm
doing?
Standing outside looking at the sky. And it's raining.
Wow. So, Miss Delicious, you had a question. What's the question?
It's just funny. It's is there ever a day that mattresses are not on sale?
That who?
That mattresses are not on sale.
Is there ever a day that mattresses are not on sale?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never bought a mattress, but I don't really know.
Anytime you think about a mattress, you go to a place anywhere, they always on sale.
Yeah, because they high as hell. That's why.
Mattresses would be like $700.
No, I went to one store.
But they always
say
sell to make you feel good about buying it.
Yeah, lady told me $7,000. I said, what it do? Get up.
Oh,
whoa.
It must massage everything. Get you
something
to
eat. Nah, it was one of those,
drink.
What is it, the Sealy mattresses or whatever. I said, hey, it can't be that good and I'm going to $7,000. I'm sleeping with you, rubbing your back, and everything.
Well, technically, it is sleeping with you.
No,
I'm
talking about getting up the booty. They got $7,000. They got to do more than that.
True. So my question
Do blind people
dream?
Blind people that been blind all their life.
Do they dream?
Yeah,
they dream.
About what?
Just because they can't see, they can hear. So the hearing turn into like your imagination. Because
they're
still gonna have their imagination, so they're gonna still dream.
They're
gonna
this
dream about
on the roll tonight. Okay, he is on
the
roll.
They're gonna dream about seeing. So
dream about what?
They gonna dream about seeing. That's what I'm saying.
Seeing. Wow. So my question is, why is abbreviations such a long word when it means the opposite of long words? Like, why did they make it so long when it means something short? I'm just saying, like, why does that? Why do they do this? They have me stumped all the time.
That's a good one, Jen.
I was thinking the other day, like, what made a person you know how everything is made, like far as even the internet, what made a person actually come up with it, and how did they know it's going to be able to, you know, be this big? Like, I don't understand how people come up with stuff that big, like the internet, or wireless
alien technology.
Alien technology.
Tell your whole life everything.
Exactly. All your dirty secrets. Tell them. They ain't going to tell nobody. But they can read lips. So you might want to not do that.
Say they're the best listeners.
Yeah, the best listeners, best counselors.
So my question, you guys, if you had a chance to go back in time for 24 hours, what would you do?
Oh, my goodness.
What hours to do whatever you wanted to do? What would you do?
Pay some money and invest in Walmart and Microsoft.
Exactly. I would be investing a bit. I would go way
from
back
the beginning.
From the beginning. And invest.
Make
I would be rich right now.
Man, make electricity. That's what I'd do. Own everything.
Wow. You do what?
Own electricity. Make electricity.
Oh. I don't know. I think I'd go back and have me a Big Mac. The original Big Mac.
Man, I need 48 hours.
Oh,
yeah, might not even come back. Shit.
Relive it. I need all of it.
You gotta come back. You can't stay. You have to come back.
No,
I gotta
relive the whole thing.
Fuck it. I just run into myself. Be like, look, Phil. we got some shit to handle. Let's go.
Man, if people can go back in time for 24 hours, no child would be born.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. They'll be like, no, I'll wait. Mm-mm, don't do it right now.
And everybody will be rich.
Like, damn, exactly. Boy, what you got over there? 40 million?
Man, yeah, I got 100. What you got? I mean, nobody probably wouldn't be broke, poor. You know, everybody would be had a, you know, education. People wouldn't be, wasn't no kids. Everybody be dying off. Like, damn, the population is underpopulated. Fucking going on.
So, another question I have, would you rather spend life in prison or be executed?
Well,
I'm just saying, kill me.
I say executed all day because I work there, and y'all don't want no happy shit I see or had to do.
Yeah, kill me.
Don't give me the chair.
Soon as I leave the courthouse, go on and put me in the chair.
Why do they make people wait? Why don't they just go ahead and kill them?
Exactly.
Like, why they make them spend all that time in jail and then still kill them? That's
like
double sentence.
They make money off of them.
But then
it makes you wonder, because what if somebody is innocent and then you just kill them? And then you find out later on that they really didn't do what they said, you know, what people were saying.
You know what they said? Because
them and God will work that out. Just say, hey, man, we made a mistake. We had to catch it next time.
Okay, so since you guys said execution, so lethal injection. When they do the lethal injection, why do they sterilize the needle? You're about to die anyway.
Because they don't want you to get an infection.
You're about to die. Like, who cares?
It don't matter. They
who cares?
Because, I mean, if you do that, then somebody going to come up with this, oh, it's inhumane, and they use a dirty needle on him, so then the family going to sue the state, and, yeah,
I mean, it's,
people
are
ridiculous.
That's just like,
that's ridiculous.
I'm serious. That's just like the woman, okay, you spill hot coffee on yourself, but you're going to sue McDonald's. Your son is fat because he done ate 500 hamburgers, but you're going to sue McDonald's. What? How you do that? Because if I were the judge, I would have told her, first of all, you ain't had no business giving your son all them hamburgers.
Exactly.
Second of all, McDonald's didn't tell you to come in there. But now you're trying to sue them.
But they can use the advertising. They can say, well, it was advertised on the place. It brainwashed us to go in there
No, ma'am. I don't even believe that. I'd be like, you and your fat son need to go out there and run. That's what I'd have told you. I'd have been like, hey, you want punitive damages? Go out there and get on the treadmill.
So another question I have: would you rather be rich or healthy?
Rich. That way, I can always
I can buy me some health.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can be rich and sick and be able to carry on, but if you're healthy and poor, your ass going to die anyway because you're going to be starving.
Yeah, you're going to be like, what?
It's like a win-lose situation, you know what I mean? No. These are just some questions, you guys, that we are just asking, which are some questions that I just really wanted to know because it's been really on my mind. And, you know, even though they crazy and stupid and funny, it's really some serious stuff I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's just like they say, if a tree fall in the forest, can you hear it?
Make a sound. Can you hear it?
Can you hear it? I mean,
if you ain't there, you can't.
But I'm saying, like, if you're not there and it falls, can you hear it? Or can you feel the vibrations? Like, I just don't know.
Think that's where the earthquake's coming from?
Maybe.
Okay,
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, this for the ladies. Why do women marry dudes in prison that'll never get out?
Wow, I don't have no answer for that.
Are they stupid?
That's crazy. That's never gonna, I mean, like, never gonna get out?
Like, never? Never.
Or I say they got a 30 or 40 year sentence. 30, 40 years of
maybe,
never getting out.
Maybe they got hope that God gonna release them.
Exactly.
Ain't that much hope in the world.
Maybe. I'm just saying, because, like, okay, my thing is, I get in relationships with guys who are far away. Maybe that's because I don't want a real relationship. So it's kind of like a win-win situation. I don't have to be bothered with you all the time.
Well,
so,
and then the thing is, they got somebody to talk to because they know he going to call every day. Even though it's running up her phone bill, she know that.
Exactly.
And then she knows she ain't got to gear the booty up yet. So it's like, oh, I'm really getting to know him. But she got about 40 years. By the time you get out, you know, your body be gone. I mean, it's just, some people just need attention, man. Some women just need somebody to talk to.
I think all women need, they crave that attention. Like, as me too, I crave it. Sometimes I just need it. Sometimes I just want to be, you know what I mean? I just want it.
All right. Okay, I got another question for you.
Okay, this is the last question before we go to a quick break.
Okay, with a pine tree. When a storm come, why a pine tree, it never get knocked down. It always break off at the top.
Just go in the house. Right now, because
if you ever look at a pine tree, a pine tree is never uprooted. It's always break off at the top.
I never really paid it any attention, honestly. I don't know. I really don't know. If anybody wants to call in and give some some insight to what that is, or any question you want to ask, or if you heard a question that we were asking and you have the answer, call in, talk to us, let us know what's up, give us your questions, maybe we can answer them for you. Mr. Goodness is on a roll over here, so maybe
yes,
he might be able to answer
your question.
I might
be able to give you the meaning of life. Just call.
Exactly. Just call in. Number is 646-478-3599. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be joined by Mr. YH himself, Young Hood. Don't go nowhere and enjoy DJ Prince's mix. He always serving these streets. So let's go.
Wake up in the morning with one thought.
DJ Prince.
Then I hop up in the shower, had my bitch already in it. While she wipe me down, I soak her breath. I thought the shower soaking wet. Wake up in the morning.
Serving these streets mixtape. Mixtape.
While she wipe me down, I soak her breath. Hopped out the shower, soaking wet. I'm already flying, I ain't even put my clothes on yet. Cause they get fly, they get fly, and fly, and fly. They get fly, they get fly, and wake up in the morning with one thought, I gotta get it. Then I hop up in the shower, had my bitch
DJ
ready. Wipe me down, I soak her breath. Hopped out the shower, soaking wet. I'm already flying, I ain't even
DJ
put my clothes
Prince.
On yet. Cause they get fly, they get fly. Bring that money home. Brown paper bag, still talk that money. Yeah, my money make money. I don't touch that money. I got money mad at me. Yeah, upset money. I got money over money. That's bumping money. Crib so spacious. Whip so matrix. Keep chicks with me and it's bodacious. Nigga like me move quick, no patience. Rockstar life, every day quick wasted. Every day's a long day. I get money the long way. Go to sleep and wake up with it. Bed full of naked bitches. They know I got that shit. So they just wanna take it, sip it. I be batting, they be pitching. Barry Bonds the way I hit it. Listen.
When they ask, we don't play around. Roll up, and then we lay it down. Yeah, bitches hustle on the block. When they ask, we don't play around. Roll up, and then we lay it down. Yeah, bitches hustle on the block with them kicks. Round, keep the fast kicks, keep the top. Lay it down. When they ask, we don't play around. Roll up, and then we lay it down. Yeah, bitches hustle on the block with them kicks. Round, keep the fast kicks, keep the top. Just to lay them down.
Another man down, let me see you try to live through.
I had a whole town talking about what it did to.
Funny how quickly they forget what I give to them.
Life or death situations I had a slip through.
Still let the flick off,
couple more to pick off.
When the drama is lit, you can't cut the wick off.
Streets taught them well, learned them until it cost them.
Reciprocated the hate and turned it into a fortune.
Never would have tried his hand, but they forced them.
So right after they fried his man, then they offed them.
Yeah, you know the G's.
The main stop right below the knees.
Bought all shit from overseas.
Underboss from the other side.
Blame me when you hear that they killed this whole mother's side.
Never the money, always for the love of I.
After you put him to bed,
I sing him a lullaby.
When they ask, we don't play around. Right, no, that's the roller. And if we lay down, they just touch us on the block with the case round. In the fast case, DJ Prince. If you try, get that lame a lullaby. Think of something. If I got it straight to pan, I won't hesitate for 1 second to lay down.
Yeah, that lame a lullaby.
Bedtime story,
you wouldn't die if
do is bedtime story. You gon' fuck around and make a headline story. Bitch in the whip, letting it redline for me. Fuck 90-something on the freeway. Chuck a free 5, less than 20 for the bird. Nigga, fuck with me, 3, less than 6 for the pee. Giving on the arm. Organic dope, cause you can get it on the phone. I'm a godfather. I'm a don. My bond is my word. Word is my bond. Can't be stopped in the first or fourth quarter. Work coming in on the dock, now that's the boss order. Big diamonds, clear like boss water. Paying money to the judge,
third
do it big like Frank White. In the K, I'll put your brains on the floor. Like it ain't right. What?
When they ask, we don't play around. Right, no doubt. No doubt.
DJ.
Serving these streets.
Serving these streets.
DJ.
Don't you wait to find. Gotta make you mine. Tell me what you want. I won't waste no time. Girl, I think you need a G in your life. Girl, I think you need a G in your life. Girl, you wait to find. Gotta make you mine. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. I won't waste no time. I think you need a G in your life. One, you could throw it in the bag. Nothing but cash. Can give you everything in your life you never had. You need a man, a roller. In a brand new coupe, a bowler. Have money in check. Throw it up and make the stars fall down. Teach you things you never known. Buy you things you never own. Take you where you wanna go. Baby, you're worth it. You're worth it. See, you don't need a boy, you need a man who can take his chance. Rub him on your body, make your mind stay damn. Take you to the top, make love in the sand. Caribbean trip, then we do it again. Cause I've been waiting for a girl that made me feel like spending all my money. And I think that you wait for time to make you mine. Tell me what you want.
I got my chain out, gun tuck, attitude is true first. That's why she don't want no flaws in that she said. She could W with the kid, told me who the jerk. Big work, 100 pounds, move it out and she go. She a penny, scream, gain okay when she nut. Old rappers and let me stick them up. Looking fights in the club when my man got murked. Don't talk much, let the gun bark, I don't give a fuck. Wanna ask my, yo, what's up? I'm freak, hop in the Star Truck.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't wait to talk since I was 18. Apologize. I'm getting so cold. I ain't wait to talk since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything. I ain't wait to talk since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything. Anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? I'm getting so cold. I ain't wait to talk since I was 18.
DJ Brick.
Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun. What's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate your bullshit. Hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking.
Watch me take. All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah. I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
and drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be got, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I still fucking on.
Yeah. We ain't going dead. Uh-huh. Just hit my Street Bird, Street
I was dead, yeah. You must have bumped your head. Where we that round? Only beat you once. What? You catching feelings now? Me, your baby daddy. Know how that sound. It sounds good for you. Sounds good for me. I'm just too dear. That's all I can be. Ain't even charge you. Let you make clean.
Guys, we are back. We are back, and that was Mr. DJ Prince serving these streets mix. He definitely does a great job every time, so shout out to him. Also, we have Mr. YH himself, Mr. Young Hood, on the line. So what's up? What's up? How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm just enjoying the little bit of conversation y'all was having.
Asking crazy questions. Is there a question that you want to ask?
About everything. Talking about if a tree fall in the woods, does it make a sound?
Exactly. It's things that I want to know. I'm just saying.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
these are serious things, though. This is not no game. I'm just saying, it's not a game for me. You know. But it took a while for us to link up and have you on the show. So now that I do, I'm taking full advantage of it. So I'm gonna be asking some questions. And I'm gonna need you to give me some detailed answers.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. My first question for you is: where did the name Young Hood come from, and why did you decide to use that name to represent your music?
Well, the name came from when I was in middle school. I had a homeboy. His name was Paul. He used to, like, when I first started rapping, it was just rap. You know, I was just whatever. And he used to always call me Young Hood. And I'm like, yo, don't do that. That's not cool. Like, whatever. Like, then he had, like, the whole school calling me this and that. And then after a while, Young Hood just stuck with me. No matter how many times I tried to change it, everybody knew me as that. So that was the original base of where it came from. Other than that, I wanted to use the name because whenever I first started rapping, you know, everybody was like, if your name is Young Hood, you got to be a gangster. You got to be selling drugs. You got to be banging all these hoes. So basically, I wanted to use the name to show that I don't got to do none of that, and I'm still a great rapper. And that's why.
That's a good answer. Okay. Well, seeing as though I had an opportunity to experience a live performance from you for the first time not too long ago, which was a big surprise, how do you prepare before you get on the stage?
I really don't. I just pretend it's like the last show. Get on stage, I do me. Like, I don't have stage fright. But it's weird, like, before every show, like an hour before, like maybe an hour before I get on stage, my stomach gets real empty. I have no idea why. But other than that,
I'm so nervous.
I don't even
get
nervous.
I think everybody gets nervous.
I don't know. It's a crazy thing. Like, it just gets empty. I'd be like, dang, I need to get something to eat. I need some water, something.
Well, it was definitely an experience for me. You just seem really comfortable. And you definitely, I mean, I've known you from middle school. So I'm looking at you now like, wow. Like, I never knew that this was going to be this person right here. So confident, so mature, so, you know what I mean, comfortable.
Yeah. I do got a question.
What?
What does it look like when I'm on stage? Like, I never really got that. I've seen a lot of videos of me, but I don't really know. Like, I just see me. I want to know what other people see when I'm on stage.
Honestly, like I said, when I saw you on stage, I was very nervous because I was like, you know, this is somebody I know like that. So I was just kind of like, since you was like little, like, you know what I mean? So I was just like, let's see. And then when you got up there, you was just like, I'm that shit, and everybody need to know it, and I'm going to show y'all. And I was just like, wow. Like,
that's basically how I feel. I basically feel when I get up there, it's like, okay, now that I'm up here, y'all got your eyes on me, I'm going to give y'all something that y'all paid to see.
I definitely felt that when you were performing. So it was, like I said, a great experience for me, seeing you in a different light.
I see a lot of, when I see a lot of other people perform, and I look at them and I say, okay, well, you know, he look like he don't loosen up, or this guy look like he's scared. This guy afraid that he going to forget his words. I mean, there's a lot of different emotions that you see in different artists just from being an artist. You know what they're feeling. Because the first time I performed, I felt all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But now I look at it, and I'm like, when I see these people and they about to go on stage and they on the side of the stage or they behind the stage and they look like they staring at a blank wall and they just, oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I hope I get this right. I look at them, I'm like, dog, chill out. It's music. If this is what you do, then this is what you do. It's going to be nothing for you.
Exactly. That's absolutely true. Another question I have for you. When you're writing your music, what motivates you? Like, what do you think about when you're writing your music?
It always depends on what the song is about. Like, my motivation in all my music is trying to give the people something better to listen to than what they get now. Like, I always want to be better than what you are listening to. I mean, even if I'm not better than what you're listening to, I want to feel like whatever I'm writing is better than what you're listening to. Now, like, say it's a love song or, you know, something like that along that line, then I, of course, you know, I have the inspiration of my girlfriend. So it's pretty easy to write love songs. I mean, there's a lot of emotions and relationships, and there's 1,000 words that you can use just for one song. Just keep going. And as far as everything else, it's all motivation for me. Like, it's every lyric I write is something that I want to go farther than it is intended to be. It has to go above and beyond what you expected it to be. It has to be above and beyond what you wanted it to be. It has to be a song so good that when you hear it, you say, "Damn, I felt like he was talking to me. Like, that was appealing to everything I'm going through," or something like that. I mean, when I write, it's me. Say what?
What has been the biggest challenge for you pursuing your dream?
Biggest challenge. I want to say my biggest challenge is being in a state where everybody wants to be a rapper, and I'm not afraid to say it. There's a lot of cornball rappers out here. Like, there's a lot of them saying, "Yo, I'm a rap. And they got their whole hood behind them, and they hood will be the first one to vouch for them and you know, be at all their shows and tell their homeboys to listen to their music, put all that stuff down, you know what I'm saying? And they hood going to be right behind them to make that buzz for them. So it's hard to be different from everybody else when everybody wants to be the same thing. I mean, as far as lyrics go, I don't feel like I'm similar to anybody. I mean, at least in this area. Like, when it comes to these guys, they all do the same thing. They want to rap about money. They want to rap about cars. They want to rap about clothes, hoes, all that stuff. And that's what music is basically nowadays. That's everything that it is. They want to live that life. I want to stray a little bit further away from that, you know, show people that there's a difference between a reality and a fantasy that you hear in this music. So my challenge would be trying to be different from these guys when everybody wants to hear the same thing.
Okay. My next question for you is, I know you said that when you perform, you can't really, it's hard for you to look back and be like, you know, that's me or whatever. But thinking back to the very beginning when you started performing, how do you feel about your performance today? And is it a lot different for you now, like when you go on stage? Or do you feel the same way?
I don't feel the same way anymore. I mean, I still get that empty feeling. I don't know what that is. It's just weird. Maybe my body is rejecting music. I don't know. But performance-wise, my first performance, I was at Club Mist, and I'm pretty sure it was about 3 years ago. It's like 3 or 4 years ago. It was 3 years ago. I was scared. I mean, I had my family in there, but I was scared, shaken. I had that empty feeling. I was thirsty, even though I had like 2 bottles of water in my hand. It was weird. Like, when I got on stage and the music started playing, it was a whole different feeling than, like, this was not me being nervous or scared. It was like the first step to being amazing to me. Like, that's how I feel. When the music started playing, all that went away. Performance-wise, I feel like I've come a long way, because my performance in the beginning, yeah, it was full of energy, as, you know, I am still now, but it's nothing like it is now. Like, back then, I don't know, I couldn't control a lot of the energy I was letting out. So now, I mean, I do a lot more breathing on stage because I did a lot less of that. I did a lot of being tired, and I was out of breath, it seemed like, all the time when I was on stage in the beginning, but now I do a lot more. I found a way to breathe and to be an energetic performer without using a lot of energy.
Okay. So if you could perform with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Anybody?
Anybody. Dead or alive.
I mean, this is going to be pretty easy. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Ludacris. Favorite rapper.
Ludacris? Why?
Yeah. Most of
Because he's your favorite rapper.
I mean, besides the fact that he's my favorite rapper, dude has stage presence out of this world. Like, he don't just walk on stage and then do what he does. Like, he appears on stage somehow. He makes an entrance. He does all of the above. And I feel like I take a lot of my performance skills from him. Like, I watch a lot of those performances and music videos, and I take a lot of my energy and my appearances from, well, not appearance, but my appearances on stage from him. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, I want to be just like him, but, I mean, if there's anybody I want to be pretty much close to, it'd be that guy.
Yeah, I definitely like Ludacris, too. He's pretty dope. So before you go, I want you to tell us a little bit about what you have going on right now, like performances, new releases, any news you want to tell us.
All right. Well, I am currently working on my very first album. I've been working on it for 2.5 years. And at the beginning of this year, I said, May of this year, I said, I'm going to finish this album. Like, this 2012 is coming out. Like, no matter what, I'm going to get this done. So my main project now is the album. I've been working on it for too long. I've been writing too many songs. I've been making too many beats. I got to go ahead and do this. Like, it's time to do something with this. So basically all my full focus is on that. I mean, I dropped 2 mixtapes, about 2 mixtapes this year, and I feel like, I mean, I could drop another one, but I don't want to. Like, I need to focus on this album and get that out of the way. Well, not out of the way, but I need to get it done. Like, it needs to be out. People need to be experiencing what I hear. Like, I have 15 of the songs already recorded, and I listen to them all the time. I'm just like, man, I can't wait to let everybody hear this. It's going to be amazing. So I want to get that out so everybody can hear and feel what I feel every day. Performances, this Friday, they got the Letter Promotions is doing the second annual Summer Jam at Lounge 9. I'm performing in that. I mean, it's going to be pretty amazing. Like, there's a lot of good artists out there, a few great artists. I mean, a lot of artists I've worked with before, and a lot of artists I will be working with, performing with that night. So, I mean, I'm going to get a lot of stage time other than just my set. I'm going to see if I can, get, a little CD together for my, for a little bit, maybe 2 or 3 songs from the album, put it on a CD so I can give it out to people so they can get just, a little bit of it. I think, what's tomorrow, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm also performing at Kimmy Kim's open mic up at Club Celebs, in Roselet, Surfside. I don't know what it would technically be considered, but I know it as Surfside. I think it's Myrtle Beach, whatever. It's over there by Crush. I'll be performing in that. I got, I think that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Sometime in September, I got another show coming up, but I don't know the exact date yet.
Okay, well, we're going to jump into another song from Mr. YH, which is called City on My Back.
My favorite song.
We'll be right back, and YH, stay on the line, because I got to ask you everything I ask everybody. Some fill in the blank questions, so definitely stay on the line. And we're gonna go to the song City on My Back. This is Mr. YH. Make sure you guys stay tuned. All right, let's go.
We're about to take this game to a whole new level of hype. It's Young Hood in the building.
YH.
Be prepared to jump out of your seat.
Okay. Look, I be that flashy little nigga, and see where I best be. Niggas mad, I got flow and all that hate and shit don't impress me. Don't test me, I ain't the one and I ain't making a threat and I don't need a gun. My flow kills homicide, you lame rappers will be the first to die. The way I'm spitting out fire, you think that I told a heater. Niggas lost in their identity, thinking they was Khalifa. Paper plane full of that reefer, kicking flows like it's speakers. I'm talking so while you listen, I'm bumping through your speakers. Yeah, it's real rapping, you niggas know. No comparison, my flow like paint, so watch me as it settles in. Working for years, and I swear that I'll be better than most of these niggas you listen to, cause I'm here again. I got the music on rock, city on fire, tryna make so much cake that at 27 I retire. Say I do it for the people, the ones that's in the struggle, the people that's gonna hate you, and the people that's gonna love you. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. Had to come put them to shame, had these niggas shit. Niggas down for telling lies, I ain't down with them. They bitches trying to get some time, I ain't playing with them. I don't feed on what they want, cause I ain't babysitting. I know my ex hate to see me do so well, cause at that time I was going through hell. She said I never amount to shit, now I'm looking back like, oh well. I got a badass Puerto Rican, Panamanian diva. Boy, the thing's so hot, I swear to God, she give me a fever. Got bad bitch trying to jog me now, treat me like Boosie wanna wipe me down. Yo, main chick trying to be wiping now, and I ain't trying to be mean, I might pipe it down. I'm Southside, that East Coast, and SC, that beach flow. Top down on my side of town, we blowing loud, capito. I got this music on rock, city on fire, trying to make so much cake that at 27 I retire. Say I do it for the people, the ones that's in the struggle, the people that's gonna hate you and the people that's gonna love you. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my back, on my back. Balling in the club, but they ain't trying to pay the rent. Spending dollars out the ass, but they ain't got no common sense. Man, I'm trying to make it happen, show my city I'ma do it right. I know about the bottom, so I'm trying to see what that top look like. Yeah. Keep it real, nigga, never lie. I spit that fairy tale shit, my flow will never die. It keeps going and getting better, who wrote it? You quote it like it's your song, cause I'm next to batting, you know it.
I got this music on rock, city on fire. Tryna make so much cake that at 27 I retire. Say I do it for the people, the ones that's in the struggle, the people that's gonna hate you and the people that's gonna love you. I put the city on my back, on my back. I put the city on my bag, on my bag. I put the city on my bag, on my bag. I put the city on my bag, on my bag.
Alright, you guys, once again, that was Mr. YH himself, City on My Back. We are here chopping it up with him. And before he goes, I got to fill in the blank. So are you ready? You ready, Young Hood?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Alright. So I'm going to say, I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to just finish it with whatever it is that you want to say. So without music... It's not nothing crazy. But without music, I would be
dead.
Music is
everything that I am.
My music makes me feel
on top of the world.
I write songs because
it's the best way I can express my feelings.
People should support your music because
I am not like every other rapper.
Okay. Okay, so I have a question for you though. I want to know, do you make all your beats for your song?
For the album, everything that I have done so far is my beats. I've made all of them, but I want, before I finish the album, I do want a few other artists to, you know, other producers to give me some beats, or I mean, I'll buy them from whatever it is. I got I don't know if you know him. His name is Gutter Raw from CNC, Cocky and Conceited, Two of a Kind. You know all that. You know he produces beats. I want to get one from him. I don't really know too many producers out here. Like, I mean, I know a few of them. I don't know any good ones, at least. I mean, Gutter Raw is the only guy that I really mess with. Like his, he. I mean, he got a different style from me, but it's really good.
Yeah, because I was listening to your songs. And I love the beat. Like, not only the words of what you're saying, but the beats are freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, Trippin' is definitely, like, when I say, like, I've never worked that hard on a beat before in my life. Trippin' took me, I mean, probably 2 whole days to make. Like, if I put it all together, it was, like, 2 complete full days to make that beat complete.
I love that beat. I told you need to do a remix, and I need to be on it. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
I told you what it is. We can get it going.
Well, we don't definitely do that, but I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Definitely, if you have any more music, you want to promote the album, definitely hit me up, and we'll set a later date and do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most definitely. Like, I'm glad you finally, you know, you made some kind of space for me to fit in on your show.
Oh, whatever. Don't listen to him, y'all, because I've been stalking him. Trying to get him on the show. And he was like, you know, nah, you a groupie.
What?
So.
No.
But like I said, thank you so much for coming on the show. Like I said, hit me up. We'll schedule another day for you to come on, promote the album when you get it finished. I'm excited to hear what's going to be on it. So, like I told you, I'm a fan. I'm late, but I'm a fan.
That's cool.
All right. Well, you have a great night. Say goodbye. Everybody, Young Good. Woo! Hold on, let me do the hand clap. Hold on. All right, you guys. That was Young Hood, a.k.a. YH himself, chopping it up with us. I want to get into another song from him called The Most of It. So stay tuned. Keep listening to Already. And when we come back, of course, we're going to be asking some more questions. So stay right there. Don't go nowhere.
Just living in the moment, trying to do it all right. And we dress to impress, like we living for the night. So you know we came to party, forget the people who ain't with it. That's why they drinking water, they ain't sipping what we sipping. The atmosphere is feeling right, the ladies looking oh so nice. Fellas got they fresh kicks, necks on ice. It's like I'm walking on a cloud, suspended in the sky. The women say they want me, cause I'm oh so super fly. I ain't saying that I'm ballin', but you can't tell the way I'm buying. I see your female across the room, you better cuff her, cause she eyeing. No time for the drama, so yo girl, I'm not complying. It's a ball up in this room, a fairy tale is what I'm writing. I'm cold, so these niggas call me antifreeze. You know and understand there's niggas mad at me. We party to the max, and you know we do it right. Make some noise if you trying to make the most out of tonight.
All right.
Champagne popping, music steady bumping. Tonight it's not a question, cause you know we in this something. Move your hands to the left, then your hands to the right. Put your hands in the air if you trying to make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right. Put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, make the most out of tonight.
One for the money, two for the show, three more rounds for everybody. Let's go, let's go, let's go. One's for the money,
money.
Two for the show,
show.
Three more pounds for everybody.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
We standing on the bar with our hands to the ceiling, throwing money in the air. What a what wonderful feeling. Oh, we local superstars, taking pictures, haters dissing. We don't give a damn, having fun is still the mission. You gotta work in the AM, sucks for you. Just live tonight like you dying, that's what you supposed to do. Drink until you had enough, stay up till the sun is up. Work is only temporary, living life is only once. We feeling right, sipping all night. We come in peace, so ain't no need to fuss and fight. If I had dreads, be shaking them, but since I don't, I'ma throw my hands up, cause tonight I'll make the most of it. Champagne popping, music steady bumping. Tonight it's not a question, cause you know we into something. Move your hands to the left, then your hands to the right. Put your hands in the air if you trying to make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, make the most out of
tonight. Check how I do it, check how I do it. My nigga dominant, be swagging, got the whole crowd moving. CNC got us jumping, with the beats that be bumping. Treppy and T showing some love, cause you know how we judge it. Hey the fam, I see y'all, dreads recently, let's get on. Put our city on the map, I got faith so it won't be long. About to do it upright, so I wanna make a toast. Put your glasses in the air, cause tonight we'll make the most of it.
Champagne popping, music steady bumping. Tonight it's not a question, cause you know we into something. Move your hands to the left, then your hands to the right. Put your hands in the air if you trying to make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. Make the most out of tonight.
Champagne popping, music steady bumping. Tonight it's not a question, cause you know we into something. Move your hands to the left, then your hands to the right. Put your hands in the air if you trying to make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, make the most out of tonight. Right, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. Make the most out of tonight.
Alright, you guys, once again, that was Young Hood, a.k.a. Mr. YH himself, most out of it. Definitely love that song. That was actually the song that I saw him perform. Oh, such a great song, such a great song. So we're going to get into some more questions that I have, or questions I'm sure my co-host might have. One of my questions are, has any of you guys ever faked an orgasm?
All the time.
You're so stupid.
Wow.
I should have known you would say something dumb.
Crazy.
I fake orgasm.
I mean, they don't have to lie, everybody. I think all women do.
Sometimes. I fake orgasms all the time. All the time. I never, like, get completely satisfied.
And they so phony with it. You know they do.
But you can tell, though. So it's kind of like, hmm.
Yeah, you can tell when they do it. And they say, oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. Why are you going to sleep?
Horny. Mad. Don't know what to do. I have another question. What is one fear that you think holds you back from doing things or achieving most you can achieve?
What?
I said, what is one fear that you think holds you back from achieving what you want to achieve or to do what you want to do? For me, it's like I'm always worried. I'm always thinking of what could happen. What's the worst that could happen, pretty much. I think way ahead, way off. I overthink things. So then I kind of put myself in that, oh, my gosh. What am I going to do if this happens? Or what about if this happens? Or what, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like, you need to get a grip. and just do it. So what's something that y'all are makes y'all fear?
People in your face.
People in your face.
Wow.
Really? Really? For real?
Crazy.
For real, for real?
For real,
not kidding. Not kidding at all.
What in the world?
Wow. So I have another question. Crazy. How do you know if it's time to end a situation?
When you cannot take it no more. When you just can't take it no more. You just can't take it no more.
Yep, when enough is enough.
Well, what if you're in a situation where you really like someone? Okay, I've got a question. If you really like someone and, you know, you're hanging out with them and you're spending time with them, but then you realize that maybe you kind of overshot the situation. Maybe you kind of overthought it. And maybe you're like, at this point, like, I like you, but I really don't like you like that. Like, what do you do?
Tell them.
But what if you don't want to tell them?
Well, it ain't how you feel then. You just being a
punk. Okay. I have another question. So what if when you first meet somebody or you first get into a relationship, like, how do you bring up sex? Because like, do you want to be in a relationship with somebody who you have no sexual chemistry with? Like, I mean, you're attracted to them, but when you have sex or when you decide to take that step, like, you know, to kind of tell them, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And if they don't like the same things you like, then what do? You just don't be with them?
I mean, how do you tell a person that they sex not good?
Your sex ain't worth a damn.
I've done it. I mean, I've told people, like, yeah, it wasn't all that. I mean, they're very sad, but it's the truth. It's not like I was lying.
I mean, why wouldn't you tell a person? So you'd rather just sit there and keep doing the same thing.
But what if they have some really good sex, but y'all are not compatible mentally?
Then that's when you could become what they call a cutty buddy.
But what if you don't want to be cutty buddy? What if you like them, their personality, but as far as your mental and their mental, it's not there. It's not matching.
Well, you can tell them you ain't cooking. We can fuck, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a caller who wants to chime in, I guess, ask a question, so we're going to bring them in. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Jay, second time caller, calling from out of Philly.
No. Hi, Jay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, not too much. Just chilling.
You left me in the cold wind last time.
No, I didn't do that to you, bro.
Nah, I cut him off. That's what it was. Right. I had to get him out of there.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Understand?
Exactly.
You like got me beat up.
So I was out. Lie. But
so go ahead, Jay. What did you want to say?
Nah, I'm just saying, you know, for me, it's all about the communication, you know. I like to be in relationships where we can talk about, you know, anything. It has to be a free-flowing conversation, you know, be able to feel comfortable talking about, you know, sex, politics, religion, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, when you have that comfort zone with that person, you know, I feel it's nothing you can't talk about, you know, whether it's something, you know, you don't like in the bed, something you do like. You know, something that turned you off that you didn't like. And, you know, if you're, you know, comfortable about yourself, then, you know, you shouldn't be offended by what that person, you know, suggested for you to do, because it's all about, you know, mutual pleasure, mutual satisfaction. and, you know, bring you, you know, to that point of ecstasy, and, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But it's all about that communication.
So if a girl tell you, man, that shit wasn't nothing,
you just kick it to the curb. Like Jay-Z say, on to the next one.
So fellas, I have all y'all on the line. I want to ask y'all a question. So if you're dating this woman and you're very compatible sexually, the sex is good, and she suggests that she wants to add someone else who is not a woman to the mix, how would you feel? Like, how would you approach that situation?
What do you mean?
Come on, say what you're saying. She wants to bring another dude in?
I'm saying another dude. She wants to bring another dude in the situation.
So this is a fantasy?
This is just something you've been dating her for a while, and she wants to do it.
So it's a fantasy.
I mean, I would, but then it can't be nothing. It couldn't be nothing past that.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if she wants to say one time, I just want another guy and you at the same time.
You know, I'd ask her if it's a fantasy of hers. And if it is, you know, I'll ask her, would she be okay if we brought another woman in at some point as well in the future, if that's what she wanted. And that was a fantasy of mine. You know, it's all about, you know, fulfilling each other's fantasies. Oh, now she's laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's funny.
A horse or a dog or something.
No.
Wow.
Now, you know what? No.
If she want to bring another man, why I can't bring the dog or the horse in the bed?
Wow. That's all I can say. Okay, so I have another question. I was talking about this earlier with a friend of mine, and we were talking about being in a sexual situation where you didn't know. Like, we were watching the show, and it was like this woman, this transgender guy, he turned himself into a woman, and he was dating this other guy, and he told him on national TV that he was transgender, and he didn't know.
Mm.
How would you guys feel about that? Like, if somebody
fucked up, he getting shot at.
Yeah, that's how people get killed.
Somebody's been fucked up. Hey, you see how they took Jenny Jones off the air when she did?
Yeah. That ain't no joke.
So y'all wouldn't be like, you know, even though you love this person, you know this person as a woman, but
you
was born a man.
Mm. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, that's the shit you say from the jump and let that motherfucker decide. Whoever that man be, that's the shit you say from the jump.
Yeah, let me make
that's
the choice.
Choke him out.
You got to choke him out and be like, I'm going to let God decide. Oh, man.
Another question that I have for you guys that we were talking about, me and my friend. We were like, okay, what if, you know, because I've experienced in certain situations where I've talked to guys who are somewhat intrigued by the idea of another man, but they're not. Like, I've had guys that I've talked to that would, like, talk about guys in a sexual way, but they would never have sex with them.
They gay, they lying.
They in the closet.
They are in the
motherfucking closet.
Yeah, they gay. You
talking
about a man.
I was thrown off because I was like, what?
Saying
that you want another dude to fuck you in the ass? But you're not gay. Like, you just
if he say that, he gonna let it gonna happen. So
I was just like, you'll say that, but then you're like, well, I'm not gay.
He gay. That's just like you telling somebody, he sucked my thing and I'm not gay. Nigga, you gay. Ain't no way around it. Whether you did it or he did it to you, you still gay. It ain't.
So what's
halfway in between?
So what's the situation when a dude watches a porn video and it's a gangbang video?
Yeah,
with a woman?
No, I'm saying
gangbanging a woman.
No. What's that?
I mean,
are they doing it to a woman?
Yeah,
right?
To a woman. No, not dudes gangbanging each other. No.
I mean, do you think it's gay to see a whole bunch of dudes banging a female?
No, I mean, that's the question I'm posing. I mean, she posed the question, and it's,
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it is. I think because
I'm
comfortable. I just think she a hoe. Like.
I mean, if he's comfortable with his sexuality, no.
Sometimes,
but if
he's
trying to sneak and look at the men booty and stuff like that, yeah, he gay.
Wow.
So I want to ask another question. So let's say you're having sex with the same woman. You're in one person is in her ass, the other person is in her pussy. Is it gay? Like that you got touching?
No,
like,
we ain't no touching. You don't supposed to touch.
No, okay, you shouldn't. Yeah.
How would you do that though?
Huh?
How would you do that? Your legs are gonna be touching. Like something's gonna
not
be
necessarily.
Touching.
No.
So how do you do
your
it?
Dude could be standing up and the other dude's underneath.
Yeah. Don't be trying to get people balls to touch. No.
No.
You don't suppose to touch.
Yeah, it's where you ought to be touching this.
Are y'all admitting to this?
When guys are younger, we run trains on women, so it ain't like it's never happened.
Now, I've been to a swing club where I've seen it happening before.
Oh, you went to a swing club?
Wow.
How did you like that?
How was that?
It was different. It was different. It was crazy. You know, at the same time, it was exciting, but it was different. I mean, because it was different.
Did you join in or?
Not the first time, but when I went again, I did the whole swap thing.
Wow.
Do y'all wear condoms?
Yeah, of course. You don't go out like that.
That's
like a death sentence.
Doing your wife or?
No, a friend of mine from years ago. I mean, this has been many years ago now.
I don't see how the people swap their wives.
The wives thing is.
I think they both have really crazy minds.
How much love you got?
Swapping a wife?
I see a girlfriend, but a wife, no.
All right, my question is, how do you handle that if you swap your wife? And dude is beating your wife up better than you, and you watching. So how do you handle that?
Yeah, that's a good question. But you know what, guys?
We can't even get into that because the show is over. But next week we'll get into
so
that question, and we'll ask that question again.
I know, I'm getting the boot again.
But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Definitely tell our radio every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Thank you so much for all the callers calling in and talking with us. YH, Young Hood, thank you for coming on. And we'll see y'all next week. All right?
Shut up.
All right.
All right.
Chill out. Yo. Princess Jazz. Princess. Sexy King,
sexy,
Mr. Sensation, Mr. Yo, hey, and Mr. Goodly, and Mr. Goodly, it's on, yo.
chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out.